Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 4 of Industry Room. Continuing our series of artist interviews, this week Innova is on the show. You're listening to Up, the band's 2018 single. I first saw this band of brothers play a show at my college and was instantly captivated by their stage presence.
Ned and I got the chance to talk to Daniel, Jordan, and Jared about this song, their stage dynamic, and their upcoming album, Hourglass Relations.
Throughout this conversation, we'll play some clips from Up to help out in showing some of the musical ideas the guys are discussing.
Without further ado, let's go to the conversation now.
Hello, we are Innova, a band based out of the Harrisburg-ish area in Pennsylvania. My name is Daniel, and I sing, and I also play keys.
My name's Jordan. I play drum set.
My name's Jared, and I play bass guitar.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for being here. We're going to jump right into this. You already mentioned that you guys are brothers, so I'm guessing that plays into this a little bit. But how did you guys get started with music and as a band?
Yes, we are brothers, actual brothers. We've been asked that a couple times. Are you? No, we're actually brothers. We grew up all playing different instruments. Our parents made us all take piano first, and then we could choose to branch off into different instruments. Sort of all ended up with different instruments in a band. There's an older brother, too, who's not in the band that plays guitar. So we would play just stuff for church occasionally together or just for fun. But we didn't really take playing together really all that seriously until there was a talent show for something.
For college.
Before that. There's the Beans and Adultery thing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there was like this youth group talent show or something like that, and we thought, ah, it'd be fun to try and play a cover of a song.
That wasn't a worship song. It's just a Mute Math song.
Yeah, there's a song by a band called Mute Math called Monument, and there was an electronic remix of it. And we acoustically covered the electronic remix of the acoustic song. It went over pretty well. That was all three of us, as well as another buddy just from we were living in Maryland at the time. Who played on guitar. We had fun, didn't really think a whole lot of it, but had a lot of fun.
Yes.
And then
we got to college.
Then we got to college. I transferred to Messiah College in Pennsylvania. Jordan was coming as a freshman. There was a talent show. We thought, we'll give it a shot, see what happens. It was just me. Yeah, we didn't think we were going to get in. It was just me and Jordan at the time because Jared wasn't at Messiah yet. And it went over really well. There was a big incoming class, real talented. I met a lot of cool people and got a lot of good feedback. And I've been writing songs. Daniel, the singer, I'd been writing some songs. We thought, hey, we should give this band thing a go. And sort of went from there.
It's funny you mentioned Monument because I don't even remember what the situation was. But I think I saw you play that at... it was some sort of freshman event.
No, cool.
You guys were like outside the union, but...
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I was immediately struck by your presence as a band, and I was wondering what kind of things go into that. Does it come naturally, or do you have to practice certain things to make sure you have that connected dynamic?
Yeah, I think that's come from all of us just playing so much together. Whenever we have an idea at home or we have something we want to play, we'll play in our living room or in our basement so often that almost all of our musical cues are like nonverbal or not stated. Like a lot of our stuff isn't planned out. We'll just like raise the eyebrows or lean the head back. And we know that means you're pushing too fast or going too slow or that sort of thing. And then we also whenever one of us plays something that's surprising, we'll all look at each other and laugh. And that, I think that's the sort of dynamic that comes a lot in like jazz music or other things. That's just fun, sort of recreating as we play.
Yeah, we didn't. Our experience before doing a band, I was either in church settings or for me, I was in a jazz band. I was in a jazz band for 2 years at the first school, a community college I went to. So most of our experience was just on stage, communicating a lot of on the fly sort of stuff. You never knew if you were going to play another chorus again or come back around. So you always had to be alert. And we also recognize that there are artists who are just recording artists, but Most of the artists that we like because we saw them in concert and they put on a killer show. And we figured if we can't bring the energy live, then people aren't going to want to listen to us recorded. So we think that's super important.
So I, unfortunately, haven't had the chance to see you live, but I have listened to your song on Spotify, which is fantastic, by the way. So we were hoping that you could talk about Up and the concept or the recording and writing processes.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Daniel talking again. That song is kind of a funny story, and I'll tell you why. So I'm 21 now, I was probably 15 or 16, and wrote the lyrics to that song, never intending for it to be a song. I wrote it as a spoken word, just kind of originally toying off of the idea that, well, the idea of falling up. How am I going to say this? So like you're in a really vulnerable state when you're falling. And so this idea of like letting go and not trying to be in control of everything that's going on. And then as a Christian, just the idea of like surrendering everything that's going on to God and falling up. So this idea of we keep going down, 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 and then, you know, I need to keep going up, up. Anyway, that's sort of the lyrical push of it, but it was supposed to be kind of this dramatic spoken word sort of thing. Wasn't going to be a song. And then I thought, well, I should probably record this so I don't forget it, just how the rhythms go and how it all, it's a lot of internal rhyming. It's not a very traditional, again, because it was supposed to be a spoken word. And so I was in my basement and I was like, well, I should put something sort of atmospheric in the background. So I decided instead to do a vocoder, which is kind of like auto-tune, but a little different. It just, when you sing, it, what comes out is the notes you're playing, not the notes you're singing.
Except for this feeling that'll never make it up, never make it up.
So I was messing around with that, and then Jordan just happened to be passing by the room and was like, whoa, 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 do that again, do that again. Like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just messing around with the spoken word. He goes, play that part again. So I played that, I think it was just the end. Da-da-da-da-da, up, 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 we used like a pitch bend to mess with that. And then he just started going ham on the drum.
Yep.
I was like, oh man, this is a song.
And that's how a lot of our stuff starts. Like Daniel will have an idea, or one of us will have an idea, and then another one of us will hear it in a different way. And that's just invaluable because like none of us could make any of these things on our own. It's like we bounce ideas off of each other. And
And I always wanted to release a song before I was 20. So this is a long time after I had written it originally. And it was a week before my birthday, my 20th birthday.
Yep.
So we get to hold ourselves. We hold ourselves up in the basement for 5 days and pretty much did nothing but work on the song for 5 days. We knew nothing about production.
Nope. We downloaded Logic for it.
Yeah, we can't wait to show everybody the new stuff we're working on because it's definitely a step above using two cheap microphones and an interface in our basement. That's that song. But we're proud of what we did.
Yeah.
It was a good first step for us.
Yeah.
We'll get right back to the conversation after a quick message from our sponsor. Let's return to the interview with Anova now.
So I know you mentioned Mute Math, but who are some other artists you guys are influenced by?
I'm Jared, by the way. This is Jared. The top would probably be Mute Math is definitely one of them. 21 Pilots has also had a big influence on us. I know for me and Jordan especially, there's a band called Wolfpack that has influenced a lot of our most recent playing. They're a funk band. John Bellion is another person who has, I think, influenced Daniel a lot lyrically, but also with the way we play and the way we produce. Half Alive is another huge one for us, especially more recently.
Yeah, and I think each artist that we listen to, like, influences us in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So 21 Pilots has this very, like, especially in their first album, a very, like, singer-songwritery sort of feel to it. John Bellion also said once that if you take a song and you can sit down and play it at the piano with just you and your voice and the piano and it sounds good still, then, like, you know it's a good song if you can strip it down to its musical element and still enjoy it. So we've kind of just taken a lot of different cues from a lot of different bands, and you'll hear it pop up in our music and various aspects. The band Camino is another one that would suit
that good.
Their melodies and casual storytelling. It's really cool. Yeah.
And a lot of our rhythms, I would say, come from Wolfpack. That's where our biggest influence from Wolfpack is the rhythms and the cuts, and they're just so tight.
And I think actually our band, when we first started, I think our big I think the reason people liked us in many ways was we would take very familiar or sadly somewhat familiar songs and then really change them up. So most of our covers that you hear are quite drastically different from the original song. And we're all creative people, but largely we're creative in a systematic way. So we're not the kind that just kind of sit around with a guitar and just randomly sing a song and it sounds great. It's more like, okay, how do we take existing ideas and like almost in a mathematical sense, twist them into something that sounds really cool? How can we intentionally break rules, quote unquote, to create something that's really interesting to listen to? So we're trying to create songs that are familiar in the sense of, okay, this is a song. It's not something so abstract I wouldn't want to listen to it. But also we want to keep everybody guessing as far as where the song is going to go next.
Or like putting random rhythmic bars, like an extra beat here and there, or various chords. Like, how many different ways can we phrase this one idea? We have like a lot of the same melody lines throughout our album in different songs.
Yeah, I definitely felt the melding of the familiar and the unfamiliar. Why did you name yourself Zenova?
They both just pointed at me, Daniel. It's a spin off of, the word means renew, give or take. It's like a Latin base for where we get innovate, to renew, to change. I was originally came up with the idea actually as a tattoo idea for the future. And it was just a bunch of little dots. I don't know if you've seen our logo. I wanted that just on my inner arm, just as a reminder that every day you have to wake up and choose to renew your mind, spiritually, emotionally, physically, because your goals, the things you want to do, if you're not working towards them, then you are moving away from them, just by means of not, growing stale to the idea or growing apathetic to it. So if you're renewing yourself every day and deciding I'm going to work towards my goals today, that's sort of where that came from. I wanted it as a constant reminder on my arm. And then one of my best friends got a very similar looking tattoo on his arm. So I kind of scrapped the tattoo idea. We were looking for a band name and I was like, oh, hey, this word already has a lot of meaning in my life. We all thought it looked kind of cool. And because it was an artistic tattoo idea, we already had a logo, and we thought it was just a good idea too, even just because the word sort of reminds you of the word innovate, so you're kind of expecting something a little bit different.
Ned has one of your shirts with the logo on it, and every time he wears it around people that don't know, it's always like, oh, so what's your shirt? And he always has to try to explain it to them.
So there's an eye and there's
is it Braille? No, it's not
Braille. Like, people the Messiah, they're just like, oh, so Inova has shirts? I didn't know that.
That was hand sewed by our grandma. So
the really? Gray tag at the bottom. Our grandma sewed all of this on.
That's cool.
Oh, awesome.
You mentioned you're in the process of working on a new album. Is there anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, so we're still working on our album. It's called Our Glass Relations, spelled with a like H-O-U-R-G-L-A-S-S, like an hourglass relations.
Okay.
It's a or it's an album about friendships and just the whole idea of how the closer you get to someone, the more vulnerable it is and the easier the relationship breaks in some ways.
The more potential there is for a fallout,
yeah.
Ironically. So in some ways, your strongest relationships are the people you don't know very well, because there's no reason for you to fall out as friends.
To be angry at them.
Because you don't know each other's faults. So it's kind of this odd paradox of the more you get to know somebody, the more fragile your relationship becomes. But also, if you can work through those quote-unquote breaks in the relationship, then you become even stronger than before. That's kind of the idea. So it's a concept album of sorts, both thematically and a little bit musically.
Yeah. And we've finished recording most of it, and we're still learning. We're producing it ourselves too, so we're still learning some stuff, and we're going to put more synthesizers and special effects in there. And we're not sure when it's going to be released.
Hopefully early summer.
Hopefully early summer.
Yep.
So are you guys working with a home studio?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks to COVID-19, we are currently at home. Most of the stuff we've done at the Messiah College Recording Studio. But there's a lot of things you can do from home, just not like recording pretty much anything acoustic. We just don't have nearly the equipment that school has.
Right.
So anything that involves just a computer, post-production, that kind of thing, we can do at home.
Yeah.
But as far as access to nice microphones, we'll do all that at school.
But thankfully, we had recorded almost all of it. Like, we're almost completely done recording all acoustic things. We maybe have, like, one violin and a couple vocal lines to get left.
Yeah.
But
it's a long process, though. We're learning a lot as we
yeah.
go. Even from, when we started recording the first song to now.
Yeah, we've learned a lot.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. I always love when you can hear growth in a band from project to project.
Yeah, exciting thing.
And you'll definitely hear growth
from up to this.
You'll definitely hear. We always joke. People are like, I didn't know you were on Spotify. We're like, oh, Spotify. we're slightly embarrassed at the production level, but also so proud of ourselves from that being our first project.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like that song though.
It's a great song. I like the song, but just the quality of the recording
of the production
is a little.
No, but yeah, but we like the song, and I'd love to redo it someday and make it sound a little nicer, because the artistic bit is there.
Yeah.
Like that,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
that paid off what we wanted to do there. But yeah, so we got 12 songs in the works, and we're hoping that it comes across as synthesized, and we put a lot of thought into it. So there's musical lines that repeat themselves at certain thematic points, like Hamilton or something. Or Lord of the Rings, where certain musical lines, or, you know, in Star Wars, where Darth Vader comes in and it plays his theme. We're hoping to bring some level of synthesis to the album, so it's not just a collection of songs.
Yeah.
That's the goal, anyway.
Cool.
Working hard to make that happen. We're so excited. Oh, yeah, this is a hopefully we'll be able to do this, but apparently it's tough to do. But we would like to make it one continuous stream of sound as well. Where there's never a break in sound between songs, other than there's a couple intentional moments of silence.
Right.
But for the most part, one song's going to fade into the other, so it feels like a real story.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
thanks for interviewing us.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Industry Herb. Make sure to tune in next week for even more artist interviews. This episode was produced and edited by Lainey and Ned Kitchmenda. Huge thank you to Inova for calling in. Don't forget to check out their music and social media, which will be linked in the description. The intro song was Up by Inova. Our outro music is by OK Thanks Baby and will be linked in the description. Graphic design for this episode was done by Liam Fitzsimmons and logo design by Andre Fru. Check out Industry Herb on Instagram at Industry Herb Pod, and feel free to reach out with any interview suggestions. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week for another interview on Industry Herb.